Are you ready for the New World Order?
See? It's just a group of elites from all walks of life working with Klaus Schwab to talk about the issues of the world for our own benefit. Really? Or is it global elites from government, businesses, Hollywood, entertainment, media, politicians, billionaires, tech moguls around the whole world helping Klaus Schwab to take over the world?
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, Jan begins a two-part series with Pastor Billy Crone. They look at the rush to globalism led by a mysterious man named Klaus Schwab. Will believers ever see this one-world system? Who are the major players today participating in this effort? This and much more in the next 2 weeks. Here is today's programming.
As we began the journey last week, the reason why is because this guy, Klaus Schwab, and his evil gang of global elites, including the current administration over our country, is all working together to do this. But here's the point for you and I as Christians. I'm convinced that it's all part of these guys doing what God said would happen in the last days. They are building right before our very eyes. The secret power of lawlessness is already at work, building the Antichrist kingdom. This sick, satanic, murderous behavior is not just Hitler on steroids. It is exactly what the Antichrist is going to do in the seven-year tribulation. And again, we traced the trail with that, and we saw that there's a reason why. Where did Klaus Schwab get these ideas to take over the planet and even be a part of a modern-day Holocaust with the COVID pandemic? Well, it's his upbringing. We saw that his dad was buddies with Hitler's and the Nazis. Okay, last week, if you were here, he was a model company for them. Okay, and this is where he's getting his ideas from. But again, we're not going to call it a modern-day Holocaust. Hitler 2.0, and that'd freak people out. He just calls it, and not the Third Reich, the Fourth Industrial Revolution or the Great Reset.
Welcome to the program. Call it the Reset, Agenda 2030, or even the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Use any of those terms. It's simply a repackaged version of what God prophesied long ago that would come to the planet when we are living in the last days. And it's the coming Antichrist kingdom and the implementation of the Mark of the Beast system. Could a mysterious figure named Klaus Schwab be the man behind a system that is literally paving the way for the Antichrist and his shadowy World Economic Forum, that is Klaus Schwab's WEF? Should it be any surprise that Mr. Schwab actually has some ties to the Nazi Third Reich? Certainly his family does. Or are organizations like mine and my guest today, Pastor Billy Crone, are we just sensationalists? We're wrapped up in complex conspiracies too unbelievable to even consider. I think if you've listened to Understanding the Times Radio for any length of time, I would hope you have concluded that I err on the side of being cautious and conservative. Our small community of faith, we just don't need any more black eyes or any more accusations that we just see headlines leaping out of the Bible, and we run with them and twist them and make them sound appealing and convincing. The outfit known as the WEF, World Economic Forum, is targeting 2030 like so many others, and that is to implement their mysterious agenda that many people simply find hard to believe. I believe the actual reset will be what the Bible calls the 70th week of Daniel, the time of Jacob's trouble or the tribulation. We don't know that that will take off in 2030. It could. We know the infrastructure is being prepared as we speak. We just know that believers won't experience that tribulation, but I think we're watching brick by brick the setup for it. I'm beginning a two-part series today. This really is all about the rush to the New World Order, so you're going to hear that term frequently. And then we are carrying Pastor Crone's newest DVD set titled Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Coming Mark of the Beast. This is a 12-teaching DVD set that examines many aspects of this globalist one-world outfit that's pushing a shady leader, Mr. Klaus Schwab, so we're going to have a lot to say. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jan. It's always great to be on.
The significance of 2030. In 2030, is that a magical number? Is it preordained by some globalist that nearly every shadowy organization we might mention on the air today somehow has, let's just leave it at they're talking about 2030. So what's the magic with 2030?
that's their target date that they want to have in place. This program from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all the global elites and leaders around the world who've been trained by him and his organization want to have in play. And why you and I as Christians need to get equipped on this issue is because everything in the so-called Great Reset is everything that the Bible mentions will be a part of the Antichrist kingdom. When you look in Revelation 13, you see that in the seven-year tribulation, there's not only going to be an Antichrist and a false prophet, but they're going to institute global changes. And those global changes are a global government, a global religion, a global economy that is apparently cashless because they tie each individual person to that cashless system to control the buying and selling biometrically, specifically in the right hand or in the forehead. And believe it or not, when you go behind the veneer of the Great Reset with their goal to have it in place by 2030, it's everything that the Bible talks about with the Antichrist kingdom.
If we follow their agenda, we're going to be promised a paradise, of course, a green paradise. Everything is around the green agenda. A new healthcare system. They promise vaccinations for everybody will be provided. There'll be no fossil fuels. We're going to be in harmony with nature. They also use the term, and so do you, the fourth industrial revolution. What does that mean?
This is what Satan does. He takes the same old lies to dupe people, to get them to sin against God, turn away from God, lead them away from God for one generation. And all he does is relabel it, repackage it for the next generation. So relabeling deception, that's the modus of operandus from Satan. And this is what these guys are doing. They call it the Great Reset, or oftentimes it's the fourth industrial revolution, sometimes Agenda 2030, but they're all the same thing. I remember when I began to go down this rabbit trail a few years ago, actually, I began to say, wait a second, fourth industrial revolution. And then I began to learn about Klaus's upbringing and Hitler's world and how his dad, Eugene, was buddies with the Nazis. And I'm going, wait a second, could this really be what's happening? So I began to take a deep dive on, okay, let's go back to World War II. Let's go back to Hitler, the time when Klaus grew up, except he was on the German side of the camp. And what did Hitler want to accomplish with what he called the Third Reich? And let me just read to you real quick, Jen, what Hitler was promising, and not just for Germany. He wanted to bring this to the whole planet, this Third Reich. But the Third Reich was installing a complete totalitarian state where all aspects of life were controlled by the government. The way he got the German people to go along with it initially was promises of, just like we hear today, the Green Agenda, creating a wonderful utopia on the planet. And this is why they need to give up their personal freedoms. Then they began to take over everything. They took over the schools. This is in Nazi Germany. Universities, the press, theater, arts, movies, radio, all forms of education. And they were only to promote this Third Reich, the Nazi ideals. Then they took over all aspects of the economy, production, employment. They began to usher in slave labor. And anybody who resisted was hauled away into camps and erased from society and or put to death. And then the chosen ones who went along with the Nazi agenda, they were promised these utopian dreams. Now, listen to this. This is, again, the Third Reich. This is what Hitler did. They were promised a car for every home. And that car was called the people's car, translated today as Volkswagen. It's just like they promised today, electric vehicles and things of this nature. We're going to save the planet with new forms of transportation. But Hitler also went on to control the healthcare system. Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Big pharma. Also, they began to do medical experimentation on people against their will, supposedly for the good of all. And then this one blew me away. Hitler even had promises of, quote, saving the planet, lowering pollution, saving animals and trees. And this is why he had to confiscate private property. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what's going on, Jen. It's straight out of the Third Reich. And then all Klaus did was relabel it, not the Fourth Reich. That's what it should be called. He just calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And let me add this one aspect, because this is very relevant for today, so-called Christianity. This is what Hitler did in the Third Reich. They implanted inside the Protestant church fakers who would eventually take over the Protestant church and only promote the Nazi agenda. And I think that's another aspect that's going on as well.
And in the film, the DVD set, and we carry it, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the coming Mark of the Beast. But in the film, which is a documentary, you ask, how has he done it? How has he so skillfully, it took 50 years, but how has he so skillfully put this all together? And this is you, Pastor Krohn.
The question again is, how in the world did this guy pull it off? How did Klaus Schwab, German-born, Nazi-influenced guy, get so many global leaders and elites and governments around the world to join him in creating this sick, evil, twisted, satanic, Hitler-revived dystopian vision, this New World Order, the Fourth Reich, which he tries to pacify by calling the Fourth Industrial Revolution, also known as the Great Reset? How did he do it? Well, let's break it down. The first way he did it was by controlling world leaders. Believe it or not, folks, many years ago, Klaus Schwab knew, obviously, he couldn't pull this sick, twisted, satanic, dystopian nightmare off for all of our futures by himself. No way, not even close. So, this is why he also created a group years ago, basically a global recruitment camp within the World Economic Forum. It's called the Young Global Leaders Program. And there he groomed these future worker bees to aid him in implementing his evil, wicked, dystopian global agenda upon the whole planet. But of course, you're not supposed to know or see that, okay? So they pitched themselves as some sort of altruistic group of goody-two-shoes who are only here to help us and lead us into a time of modern utopia, as you can see falsely being promoted here.
We recognize that the world is changing at an incredible pace. What the World Economic Forum does is bring together leaders from all different backgrounds, from all different walks of life. And that provides a unique space for new ideas and new solutions to flourish.
It is really a very unique place. It's a place where industry comes together to work with government, to work with NGOs, academics, to truly make a difference in the world.
Leaders come together because of their own personal commitment to one another, to see follow-up to the discussions that they had at our meetings.
I'm generally really skeptical about panels and debates and presentations and whatnot, but I've actually been shocked to discover in the last year that it makes a huge difference.
The present challenges in a complex, interconnected, fast-moving world cannot be met by one stakeholder group alone. It needs collaborative efforts.
Magic moments happen all the time at the World Economic Forum, where the right kind of constituent unexpectedly will come together with somebody else who's looking for exactly that expertise.
Not only do the multi-stakeholder groups that we bring together talk, they also make changes.
A lot of the answers reside with practitioners, civil society voices, social entrepreneurs, young people, and others who are on the ground working with these populations at the front lines and finding solutions.
It challenges all your assumptions about your existing worldview, regardless of which part of the world you're from and how much experience you have.
Nowhere in the world is there another forum which brings together governments, NGOs, corporate leaders, activists, artists, musicians, to all come together and talk about the biggest issues facing the world.
See? It's just a group of elites from all walks of life working with Klaus Schwab to talk about the issues of the world for our own benefit. Really. Or is it global elites from governments, businesses, Hollywood, entertainment, media, politicians, billionaires, tech moguls around the whole world helping Klaus Schwab to take over the world? I think the answer is obvious, as you'll clearly see as we continue to progress in this documentary.
If you join me late, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here. I have on the line from Las Vegas, Pastor Billy Krohn. He is senior pastor at Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas. You can learn a lot more at his website, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, and the fantastic items he has available. Pastor Krohn, interesting clip that's from your presentation, but I'm jumping here to a topic in front of me because you suggest in the presentation that Joe Biden is a puppet of the World Economic Forum. Do you feel the WEF is running the Biden administration?
Oh, yeah. We should have learned that even when Biden was campaigning for president. The easy way, Jan, to demonstrate that was Biden's campaign slogan. Most people didn't get it because at that time, a couple of years ago, people hadn't really begun to do the research on Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, and all the things that are going on now. But his campaign slogan was Build Back Better. He also mentioned a phrase that we're headed for a dark winter. Now, I remember watching that during the debates and the election campaign going on, and even the secular press, some of them would say, well, Joe, you need to pick a more positive outlook, saying that a dark winter, that's not going to win votes. Well, the gig was up, folks. The phrase build back better and dark winter, that's straight from the lips of Klaus Schwab. In fact, we put together a string of videos, world leaders around the world, including Biden, including Trudeau from Canada, including Angela Merkel, including Macron from France. Just pick a world leader, and every single one of them use this same phrase, build back better.
Let's stop there. Let's play it.
We also want to work together on building back better from the pandemic, a slogan that I think that Joe has used several times. I think he may have nicked it from us.
Once we shut down the virus and deliver economic relief to workers and businesses, then we can start to build back better than before.
But it is undoubtedly an opportunity for us to work together and build back better.
Build back better.
As the world recovers, we have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
And building back better our economy and society.
We owe it to future generations to build back better and base our recovery on solid foundations.
The second plank in Build Back Better advances racial equity by mobilizing our infrastructure.
Together we can fix this. Let's build back better.
Building back better after disasters is also vital to prevent creating new risks. Together we can build a safer world.
Four sets of priorities can guide the response to build back better.
You know what Donald Trump will do with four more years? Blame, bully, and belittle. And you know what Joe Biden will do? Build back better.
So, Billy Crone, I've made the assumption that all of these leaders are lackeys of the World Economic Forum.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I remember when I first started exposing this, Jan, even speaking about this in some conferences around the world, people are just jaw-dropped. They're going like, no, could it really be? Could these people have penetrated every developed country around the planet from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum? Yes. And for even more proof, not only the phraseology that you hear for them to come out, but go back to a couple of years ago when the jab issue arose, as one person says, how is it that more than 190 governments from all over the world ended up dealing with that same issue in almost exactly the same manner, with lockdowns, mask mandates, the jabs, and everything everywhere? Well, it's because it's coming from the same source, and they're using the same buzzwords. But for even more proof, because people go, that just sounds like a conspiracy theory. That's why you just heard it on tape. I'm not making this up. But the other proof, and I actually invite people to do this, go to the World Economic Forum's website. They don't hide this. In fact, they have a program called the Young Global Leaders Program. They've been training people for 50 years to follow the program of the Great Reset, this new version of the planet, this Fourth Reich from Klaus Schwab. And it's a searchable database. It not only lists each year's graduates, but you can search for these people and they pop up. You could go see it for yourself. But basically, as you heard just on the tape, Bill Clinton's been a part of this for a long time, both him and Hillary and Chelsea, by the way, the whole Clinton Foundation. But also you got Biden. He's the man handpicked for a time such as this to do what Klaus wants him to do, even here in America. But every developed leader, Trudeau, we got him on tape, Klaus admitting on tape that he, the World Economic Forum, not only has handpicked Trudeau, which, by the way, people were amazed. How did this guy get a second term? Everybody can't stand him. Well, because it's a fix. But Klaus admitted on tape, and he's gleeful about it, that they have penetrated the whole Canadian government. He admits it. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. He founded the World Economic Forum in 1971. And so basically, he's had 50 years to train people with his new Fourth Reich agenda that he relabeled the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset. And he's had 50 years to plant these people all around the world. Once they got into place, then they needed something to create a crisis so you can manage the outcome. You can begin to put the Great Reset into place. This is what's going on, folks. You can go to their website. And let me share this too, Jim. A lot of people say, well, it's just people like the Democrats and the Bidens, the leftists, the liberals, the Green Party. Of course, they're working with Klaus Schwab. They're anti-American. Folks, I hate to tell you this, But if you go look at the World Economic Forum's website, search the database, you're going to see it's both sides of the aisle. Many Republicans are also graduates of the World Economic Forum program. Also, every big corporation you can think of are a part of the World Economic Forum. And that would include people like Jeff Bezos with Amazon, people like Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook. Of course, the Gates are part of that as well. And once you see, Jan, where all of this is coming from, it all starts to make sense. And then you just let them speak and they tell you where they're steering the planet. I'm convinced where they're steering the planet, only the Bible tells us the right terminology. They can call it the Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, all they want. These guys are building what the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. It's called the Antichrist Kingdom.
Here's what would be the result of them building back better. Just a few examples, folks. Again, you've heard me talk about 15-minute cities on this program. No automobiles, tiny apartments, own nothing and be happy. Has to be, I believe, as Billy Crone just suggested, this is probably under the Antichrist. I don't know that anybody on earth now has enough charisma to force all of this upon the world's population other than the Antichrist. They don't even want us to have free will, no religion, no faith. Privacy will be a prehistoric thought, be no meat, digital money. This is part of building back better. This is how deluded these people are. They believe in it, but they probably won't live under these circumstances. Would I be right, Pastor Crone? They'll have their elite way of having a good life.
Jan, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's exactly this sick satanic agenda that they're bringing to the planet, whether we want it or not. In fact, you can see this in their words. When they talk about this new utopia that they're building, the Great Reset, they exclude themselves in the terms. It's not for we, it's not for us, as in everybody, including them. They always use the vernacular for the rest of us, the people, the common Joe. You know they're not going to live under these restraints. In fact, I'll give another little homework assignment. If people want to go check out the World Economic Forum website, look at their Young Global Leaders Program, and just check out all the graduates, both sides of the aisle, folks. Let me give you another one. The World Economic Forum also has a YouTube channel. They talk about this Great Reset, and they've narrowed it down to 8 things that they say, boy, isn't this going to be great when we reset the planet with all these things? And the first thing that a lot of people have heard about is we'll own nothing and be happy about it, which translate, they're going to own everything, and no, you're not going to be happy about it. But they get us to think that that's somehow a great thing. The second one is very alarming to me, Jan. Certainly as an American, I'm going like, how is this not a national security issue? But they admit on tape, you can see this on their YouTube channel, the U.S. will no longer be a world-leading superpower. To me, that's a threat that these guys have plans to take down America. And that's exactly what they're doing. And you're going like, well, why would they specifically call out the United States? They didn't say China's no longer going to be a world superpower. They didn't say Russia. They didn't say India. Why did they pick on the United States? Well, go back to the agenda. The agenda is to take over the world's not only government, create a new religion, climate change, but also to take over the economy. What is the current global economy built upon? It's the dollar. So if you're going to reset the global economy in this new digital economy and then biometrically tie everybody into it, then you have to get rid of the existing system. That's us. And that's what you see Joe Biden doing from day one of him getting planted in the White House. The very first day, he shuts off the pipelines. Why? Because he begins to reverse what was put into place the previous 4 years. We had energy independence. We had an economy that was going gangbusters. So Joe Biden was brought in to begin to dismantle the American economy to crash the system. And he does have plans to bring about a digital economy. And he's already signed the executive order. I believe it's 14067. And that was over a year ago.
Yep.
And people are saying they're waiting for the next crisis when the economy gets so bad, which is being dismantled on purpose. Then it becomes the excuse to bring in what's called the digital dollar. It's also known as Biden bucks. All of this is happening. And people say, Biden just keeps making these really dumb decisions. And no. Yes, the decisions are not good. But Biden is doing this on purpose. They're not just dumb decisions because all the decisions are destroying our economy. They're deliberate decisions, Jan, because he was put into place to get rid of the American dollar as we know it, which will create a global crisis, to give them a global excuse, aha, now we need to institute the Great Reset. It was fixed from the beginning. I've got Joe Biden on tape. This is a 2016 speech he gave at the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab introduces him, and he's gleefully smiling, looking over at Biden. And this, again, was in 2016. And he oozes over Joe Biden, basically saying that he is one of his favorite disciples. And he admitted that he'd been coming to the World Economic Forum long before he even was vice president, back when he was just in the center. And this is from Schwab. He was one of the hardest working folks working with the World Economic Forum. And then Biden gets up after that introduction and starts talking about the fourth industrial revolution and how it's going to bring about, quote, a digital revolution. This is all on tape.
Folks, if you'd like to learn more, again, I recommend it strongly, the DVD set we carry, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, go into my online store, 6 DVDs, 12 teachings, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the Coming Mark of the Beast. Here's where I want to go in section 2 of my programming. And by the way, this is part 1. We're going to carry this into next week. It'll be a 2-part series with Pastor Billy Crone. What we're talking about, these global schemes, how is this leading to the literal mark of the beast? And again, Billy Crone and I believe that what we're talking about is very likely what's known in the Bible as the time of Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week, the tribulation. We're literally watching the brick by brick setup for it. And then I also want to ask, the global elite, they literally want to own the world. They are the ultimate globalists. How will they surrender to Mr. Fix-It, to the Antichrist? Can you see Klaus Schwab surrendering to the Antichrist ultimately? This outfit has their own agenda. The Antichrist has probably a different agenda, though very similar. And we don't know that answer. I mean, I think it's an intriguing question that begs an answer that we don't have. We're just watching a fascinating setup to a system outlined 2,000 years ago. I always say it's a privilege and a challenge to be born for such a time as this because we are watching the Bible unfold as we speak. I'm coming back in just a minute or two. Don't go away. Continuing on with Pastor Billy Crone.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. In the age of fake news and false teaching, thank you for trusting Olive Tree Ministries and Understanding the Times Radio. We are pleased to carry Jeff Kinley's newest book, God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Last Days. The Bible's last book is God's final word to mankind and the breathtaking revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The revelation describes depravity, devils, and destruction. It also provides an incredible portrait of our Almighty God, delivering profound insights into who He really is. This book will help you experience how God uses the apocalyptic realities of Revelation to reveal Himself to you. When the dust of Revelation settles, we behold the Lamb standing and ruling in triumphant, sovereign, and indescribable glory. Find this uplifting new book by Jeff Kinley, God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Last Days, in our online store at olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can also call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. You can order by mail for just $12. We charge no shipping in the U.S. or Canada.
Don't get distracted by the modern-day bread and circus, more concerned about the weather and games and movies and the economy No, get back on track. The Bible says keep your mind on things above, not on this earth. This earth will drag you down. We're not losers in this equation. We're nothing but winners. And Christ is coming back to get us and take us to a place beyond our wildest dreams.
We know you can't always be by a radio. So if you miss a program, visit our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. And then go to radio, where we feature both the audio and video version of our program. You can also catch the program at oneplace.com, on our Rumble or YouTube channel, and on his channel, Christian TV. Now here are Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone to wrap up today's programming.
Vladimir Putin has now upset this balance of the New World Order that they were trying to achieve by going into Ukraine. And I'm probably the last person that's going to be a Putin apologist. I won't be. What I do understand are the dynamics that are playing out in Ukraine right now. And I sent you something earlier, Clay, and we don't need to go into the details of it, but all of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it, as people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. We have to understand that these are people that are very smart, they're very well resourced, and they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
General Michael Flynn, thank you for being so blunt and so honest. This agenda does not include God and a soul. They're not a part of the World Economic Forum, the globalist one world strategy. No, they're a part of Satan's agenda. That's why. That clip, again, came from the DVD set that we are carrying and promoting, and I'll say more about that as we wind the hour down. I'm spending the hour with Pastor Billy Crone. Learn a lot more at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. He pastors Sunrise Bible Church, Las Vegas, Nevada. We are talking about, again, the rush to the New World Order. What a privilege as a society that we're able to watch some of this, but indeed it does get a little bit discouraging. When we see the various institutions that we have cherished, some of them crumbling because of this globalist pressure. And I had sort of teased in part one of my programming that I wanted to ask a couple of very specific questions. I'm going to start with one of them, Pastor Crone, and that is, I'm not sure these global leaders are going to want us to bow down to the Antichrist when he does make his entry, which could be any time the church is going to be raptured before that. And the globalists are just that. They're the ultimate in one world type of a system themselves. So they're going to step aside for Mr. Man with a plan, the Antichrist?
Yeah, we know that scripturally. First of all, why would people work with them and things of that nature? A lot of these global elites, including the Gates or the Clintons we mentioned before, to use the term, they have sold their soul to Satan / Klaus Schwab and the satanic agenda in exchange for being at the top of the pile. So as long as they get a piece of the pie of this global megamillennial agenda, then they're willing to sell themselves out, sell their countries out. I don't think that's just a general idea that I have, just trying to figure out why these people are doing what they're doing. I go back to the scripture, Jen, that's Revelation 17. Revelation 17 talks about the Antichrist kingdom in the seven-year tribulation, and it tells us that the planet is going to be ruled by 10 kings, 10 kingdoms. And so the planet's going to be split up into 10 manageable chunks, dare I say, economic chunks. And then it specifically says there in Revelation 17, 13, they, the 10 kings, the people ruling over 10 pieces of the planet, they have one purpose and they will give their power and authority to the beast. If that's going to happen in the seven-year tribulation, then we need to see the planet being split up into 10 regions. And the question is that really part of Klaus's agenda? Absolutely. And we brought the research out. Klaus Schwab, he founded the World Economic Forum in 1971. About the same time, he began to work with another group called the Club of Rome. And the Club of Rome, another economic think tank, if you will, they began to produce in the early 70s a map of the world. And can you guess, Jan, how many sections they divvied up the planet?
No, I can't imagine.
Shocker. It's almost like the Bible's right. 10. And then, I kid you not, I've had this on file for years because I couldn't believe what I was reading, and I learned my lesson. If you find something like this, you better take a screenshot, download it before they wipe it out. It is actually a shot of a website on the UN And this was written in 2009, and it was referring to an event that took place in 2008. And we share this on the documentary. It says, new research program on global democracy established. A global research program facilitated and coordinated through a convening group of, listen, 10 persons based in 10 world regions was established last year, referring to 2008. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. And so this has been a long-term plan, just like Klaus has had a long-term plan. 50 years, he's planted his people around the planet to implement his agenda. 50 years, they've been working on corralling the planet into 10 economic regions. And you're going, well, wait a second. I get it that they did that with Europe, with the European Union, but that's all it is. No, do the research. And we bring this out. There's African unions, Asian unions, South American unions. The planet is already slowly but surely working towards these 10 economic unions that, once that gets established, they're going to hand their power and authority over to the Antichrist. If people think that that's not going to happen to America, you better think again. It blew me away, Jim, when I began to do the research on this. One of the 10 economic kingdoms that they've been planning for a long time is called the North American Union, and that is merging the United States with Canada and Mexico, like the European Union. Not only one of the first things that Biden did when he got into office was not only shut down the pipelines, make us energy dependent again, and slowly begin to make deliberate decisions to destroy our economy so they could reset it with the new one, but he also began to meet immediately with Justin Trudeau and the president of Mexico to once again establish the idea of merging the United States with Mexico and Canada. In fact, I'll just leave some homework for people to go look. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's called the North American Leaders Summit, also sometimes known as the Three Amigos Summit. But basically, he's picking up where Bush and Obama left off. It used to be called SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership. Well, they've relabeled it. Again, that's what they do. He's been meeting with them. And listen to this. A lot of people are starting to blow the whistle on what he's doing behind the scenes. It says this, this one article. It says, no border, no wall, no USA at all. This line has been chanted by Antifa and other anti-American agitators, but now a new report reveals it has prominent supporters in very high places, the Biden regime. The administration's hand was tipped by Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador when he announced recently that Secretary of State Antony Blinken proposed opening all borders among the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Quote, and this is from the Mexican president, I think that Mr. Blinken spoke about consolidating the region of North America. And they say this, while this story should be front page news, it's largely ignored by the media. Even Biden is working on providing another one of these 10 chunks that the Bible says is going to happen to the planet in the 7-year tribulation. This one's called the North American Union. He's working on that too. Why? Because he works for Klaus Schwab and the gang. And this also, folks, I'm telling you, will fill in the blank on the, quote, border crisis. Yeah. Why is it that they refuse to do anything about the border crisis? For years, when this has been going on repeatedly, a lot of people say, well, it's the Democrats. And what they're doing is they're allowing these people to come across because they know historically, statistically, and this is true, that they'll turn around and then vote Democrat. So they're building up their voter base. And I don't discount that. But when you take a look at this goal, folks, then it makes sense. Why do they want as many non-Americans to come into America as fast as you can? It's obvious because when they pull the trigger on America being combined into a North American Union with Canada and Mexico, then the country has been diluted to the point where who's really going to speak up and resist?
If you join me late, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Jan Markell here, Pastor Billy Crone on the line with me from Las Vegas. I think what we're really watching, folks, is this rush to the New World Order. I want to play another clip from the film talking about this, and the term goes back now decades. This is a little longer, folks, but I think this says a tremendous amount about the mindset of almost every world leader.
A new partnership of nations has begun, and we stand today at a unique and extraordinary moment. The crisis in the Persian Gulf, as grave as it is, also offers a rare opportunity to move toward an historic period of cooperation. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge a new era, freer from the threat of terror, stronger in the pursuit of justice, and more secure in the quest for peace.
What pleasure to be together again and to design the future. We are here to develop the great narrative, a story for the future. In order to shape the future, you have first to imagine the future, you have to design the future, and then you have to execute. Here, I think the next 2 days, we will look how we imagine, how we design, how we execute the great narratives, how we define the story of our world for the future.
Well, look, I think it's going to be, we're going to make a deal. We always make a deal. But it's going to be a different kind of deal because it's got to be a deal that respects the values that in the new world order regarding...
One of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. Since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
I think there were two different State of the Union addresses.
Yeah.
The first one was the State of the New World Order, and he was talking about bringing unity to all the people around the globe and the countries around the globe and NATO and all that and what we could do if we were unified.
You heard Secretary Blinken essentially say, look, sanctions relief could happen. It all depends on the behavior of Russia. Can we really live in a world where Putin's let back into the New World Order?
Well, that's not what I heard him say. What I heard him say was that really we are going to support the Ukrainians, the people and the government of Ukraine, as they try to figure out what for them is the best way forward. And that, I think, is exactly the right position for the United States, Europe and the West and other countries to take. Your second part of that question, though, is a really important one. I would not allow Russia back into the organizations that it has been a part of. I think there's an upcoming G20 event later in the year. I would not permit Russia to attend. And if they insisted on literally showing up, I would hope there would be a significant, if not total, boycott.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The US is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
That seems extraordinary when we could be supplying all of Europe, all of Germany, and all of Europe with our liquefied natural gas, and this dilemma would not be faced. But I think the larger perspective that we all need to think about some, and you brought it up earlier in the newscast, Brett, is this new alliance between Russia and China, this new world order that they are talking about.
That last voice was Bill Bennett. So this concept, honestly, it's both sides of the aisle, opened with George H.W. Bush back in the early 90s. Pastor Billy Crone, and he is my guest this week and next week. We're going to expand on this in next week's program.
And I'm glad you played that, Jan, because for years, many of us teaching on prophecy-related issues get a lot of flack with, hey, that's just conspiracy theory stuff. But this is the power of today when you're able to share the actual video clips of these people saying these things. But it is a bombshell because you begin to realize, wait a second, this has been going on for decades. By the way, early on, when people started to catch on to the New World Order, they switched the term to global governance, and then they went back to New World Order. And as you heard Biden, he says it quite often. But it's another phrase to describe what Klaus is talking about, New World Order, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And part of it is not only a New World Order that will take over the governments of the world, but just like the Bible said, is also going to be part of this Antichrist plank. They're going to take over the economy of the world. And as that one lady you heard on the soundbite there, it has everything to do with a digital economy. And you're thinking, well, why would they want to go to a digital economy? Because once it's digital, there's no anonymity. They will know everything about you, about what you buy, which goes back to Revelation 13. They'll control what you buy and sell. But then Revelation 13 says that they will also be tied into this cashless digital economy biometrically, specifically with the right hand or the forehead. And then if you read again, these guys describe the New World Order, what they want to bring on the planet and have been working for decades, the Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 2030, they freely admit that this is what they want to do. Not just control the global economies, but control every individual person, their livelihood, your beliefs, your behavior, your attitudes, and the whipping stone that they're going to use is a digital economy. And they admit this. This is why they want to go digital, because think about this. You might be thinking, so what? We go digital. I don't use a lot of cash and I don't have nothing to hide with what I purchase. So who cares? No. Here's what will happen when you completely get rid of cash and you go strictly digital. And this is what they say they are bringing. This is not a conspiracy theory. That we will be able to not only know everything about what you're buying and selling, we will control what you're buying and selling. Go back to one of the planks of the Great Reset. Not only you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, wait a second. What do you mean own nothing? I'll buy whatever I want to buy. Not if you go digital. They'll control everything you buy. Another one says you'll eat less meat, which is a whole other topic. There's a reason why they don't want you to eat meat. Meat is needed for proper brain development, and we bring this out, and it's a way to dumb down society. But anyway, you'll eat less meat. You're going, hey, if I want a piece of steak, I'm going to go get. No, you won't, because you'll be given a monthly allotment. Well, we say, well, I don't care. I'm going to buy it anyway. No, you won't, because it's digital economy now. Your digital Biden bucks will no longer work when you attempt to buy more meat. They're also saying that buying and selling, that you will only be able to get a handful of clothes per month. You're like, you can't do that. That's against my rights. You're right, but they're doing it anyway with a digital economy. Another thing that this will allow them to do, it will allow them to put what's called a timestamp on your money. You're thinking, well, how can they do that? Because it's digital. And a timestamp means you can't save money. And they force you to spend what digital money you have. Because if you don't spend it by the end of the month, it disappears. And then they'll use it to dictate your behavior, right, and your beliefs and your attitude. And you're saying, well, I'm going to think what I want. I'm going to go where I want. No, you're not. they are going to corral us eventually into what they call 15-minute cities. But in order to enforce that, they don't need a bunch of police. Listen, it's the digital economy. They will put what's called geofencing on your Biden bucks, digital dollar, which means your digital money will shut off once you go beyond your geofence, the 15-minute radius. And so you can't buy anything because you went outside the radius. So they'll control that. Let's say, well, I'm going to believe what I want to believe. No, you won't. You tried to donate to a church or somebody that's speaking out against the government, it won't go through. That transaction will not be allowed. Let's say you're out and about. You decided to take part of a protest because these people are violating your freedoms. They will ding you on your app and they will say, you just lost 50% of your bank account. Keep it up and you're going to lose it all.
Pastor Billy Crone, I don't want folks to go away totally discouraged, depressed. We need to turn this hour around, and I've got 7 minutes to do that. And obviously, the blessed hope is, in some cases, our only hope. If indeed this is the predicted tribulation again, believers are not going to experience that. Folks, the message in your heart and mine is it's time to get saved. It's time to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And now, let's wind down this hour with that emphasis, and then I'm going to indicate what we're going to be talking about next week in the moments that we have left. But go ahead, take 2-3 minutes here.
As wild as this may sound, based on all that we talked about, Jan, this is one of the most exciting times ever to be a Christian. And that's really how we need to translate this. What I believe is what the Bible described and warned about 2,000 years ago is the rise of the Antichrist kingdom, the 7-year tribulation, when I believe ultimately this great reset and all this stuff is going to culminate. Well, the Bible says we leave prior to that, the blessed hope, as you mentioned. So really how we need to translate this is not a fear. Fear does not come from God. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Rather, what it is God's loving way of helping me to realize I'm not going to tell you the exact day nor the hour of the rapture, because you probably goof off until the very end. He knows us. But I'm going to give you some geopolitical signs that it's getting close. And Jan, that's all this is. All of this needs to be translated for the Christian anyway. Thank you, Jesus, that I am literally watching the rise of the Antichrist kingdom, which tells me clearly that my departure is got to be just around the corner, which last time I checked is best case scenario. Then when you realize and you live within the imminency of the rapture, that it could happen at any moment, it does several positive things to you. Number one, it certainly gets rid of procrastination. Hey, all this stuff that Klaus Schwab and the gang are doing, yeah, it's horrible. It's un-American. It's ungodly. But you know what? It just reminds me the 7-year tribulation is close and I'm leaving prior. So I got to get busy sharing the gospel. Maybe I shared it with that person 10 times and they rejected it. But you know what? What if today was my last day? It could be. It's getting close. And so I've got to keep sharing the gospel. It also keeps me from getting distracted in my walk with Christ. Don't fall in love with this wicked world system. Don't let the enemy distract you. That was a tactic of the Roman culture of the day. It was called bread and circus. How did the people take over the lives in the Roman society and get ruled by not only tyrannical Caesars, but Caesars who even declared themselves to be God, to be worshipped? It's because they had a tactic. They distracted people. Don't get distracted by the modern day bread and circus, more concerned about the weather and games and movies and the economy. No, get back on track. The Bible says, keep your mind on things above, not on this earth. This earth will drag you down. We're not losers in this equation. We're nothing but winners. And Christ is coming back to get us and take us to a place beyond our wildest dreams. So when the rapture happens, he's going to find us doing something. And hopefully these reminders of what's going on geopolitically that we just talked about will remind us, I don't want him finding me goofing off, going AWOL, freaking out in fear. He needs to find me excited, longing for his return, because I can't wait to see him, Jan. And I can't wait to get out there and tell as many people I can. The good news is, yes, it's going to be horrible. Yes, as Jesus said, the 7-year tribulation is the worst time in the history of mankind. But think of the privilege, Jan, that we have right now. There's a way out. And the way out is through Jesus Christ. And you could be rest assured today that if you would ask him to save you and forgive you, you could join us in the blessed hope and be taken out before all these horrors are thrust upon the planet.
Here's where I want to go next week. Actually, several bullet points. You can join us again. Pastor Billy Crone will be my guest again. What about Mr. Schwab actually wanting to put chips in people? Well, he does. What's the influence here of this open society? George Soros, Bill Gates, Clinton Foundation, do they have the power to move the world and shake the world? Apparently, but again, as Pastor Crone has said, that's because they've sold their soul to the devil, and he's allowing them to have some influence at this point in time. Want to talk a little bit more about the digital dollar? And then I want to talk, at least for a little while, about artificial intelligence. They want to have artificial intelligence write a new Bible. What about that? And then Pastor Crone lives in Las Vegas. Well, apparently a UFO landed there. This would have been back on May 1st. It only hit the news media in the last month. And my goodness, some rather credible Las Vegas residents saw aliens walking around their backyard. It doesn't get any more strange than this, folks. What did you think the last days would look like? So I hope you'll join me again next week as we wrap this topic and some other topics up. I haven't used this for months and months, and I want you to ponder it as we go out of the program. Won't you look back and thank him? Look around and serve him. Look ahead and trust him. Always look up and expect him. He is coming again sooner rather than later. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll sing forever,
bowing before you. Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. We encourage you to be a light in today's darkness and to be encouraging one another. God has everything under control. His eye is on the sparrow, but you are engraved on the palm of his hand.